people on planet Earth that will be required to understand the difference between Sabbath and Sunday, and that's Seventh-day Adventists. Now, there's other groups out there too, but the people of God in this final warning time is not the Jewish nation, it's not the Seventh-day Baptist, it's the people that are so clearly portrayed in the book of Revelation. It's Seventh-day Adventists that are going to be held most directly accountable to understand the issues connected with the Sabbath and Sunday test at the end. But no one receives the mark of the beast before they have an opportunity to understand these issues. Emphasis in the original. Review and Herald, April 27, 1911. And the reason I say emphasis in the original, in this particular quote, Sister White italicized certain parts of the quote. And when you can read this, the part that is emphasized just really drives home exactly what she's trying to clarify for us here. And I'm gonna point out to you the parts that are emphasized as we go through here. If the light of truth has been presented to you, revealing the Sabbath of the fourth commandment and showing that there is no foundation of the Word of God for Sunday in the Word of God for Sunday observance, and yet you still cling to the false Sabbath, this next phrase she italicizes, and yet you still cling to the false Sabbath, here we go, refusing to keep holy the Sabbath, then she ceases her italicis, which God calls my holy day, you receive the mark of the beast. Then she's going to italicize it again here. When does this take place? Then back to normal text. When you obey the decree that commands you to italicize from here forward, cease from labor on Sunday and worship God, end of phrase, while you know that there is not a word in the Bible showing Sunday to be other than a common working day, you consent to receive the mark of the beast, now she's going to italicize this next phrase, and refuse the seal of God. End of italicization. If we receive this mark in our foreheads or in our hands, the judgment pronounced against the disobedient must fall upon us. But the seal of the living God is placed upon those, and then she italicizes this last phrase, who conscientiously keep the Sabbath of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, it's so crystal clear in this passage, even if she didn't italicize it, but the fact that she made these particular phrases stand out, it's so clear that if you understand the issues of Sabbath and Sunday, when the law arrives, if you uphold Sunday, you receive the mark of the beast. And the